For the last 2 weeks, the Middle East has been going through one of the most dangerous moments in recent history. It all started on February 28th when the United States and Israel together launched coordinated strikes inside Iran. Those attacks targeted Iran's military infrastructure, nuclear facilities, and key leadership positions. In fact, the situation escalated so dramatically that Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei was killed during the strikes. That single event pushed the region into full-scale war. Since then, Iran has been firing missiles towards Israel and attacking US military bases across the Gulf region. At the same time, the United States and Israel have been hitting Iranian military facilities, drone factories, and oil infrastructure. But while missiles and drones were flying in the sky, something even more dangerous started happening in the sea. Iran began restricting traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, this is not just any waterway. This narrow stretch of sea is basically the heart artery of the global oil system. Almost 20% of the world's oil supply passes through this tiny corridor every single day. So when Iran started placing sea mines and small naval boats in the Strait of Hormuz, the entire global energy market felt the shock. Oil prices quickly jumped above $100 per barrel, and suddenly the issue was no longer just a Middle East war. It had become a global economic crisis in the making. Now this is where Donald Trump stepped in with a new strategy. Speaking to reporters in Air Force One, Trump said, "The United States is trying to create a global naval coalition to keep the Strait of Hormuz open." According to him, around 7 countries are being asked to send warships for escorting oil tankers safely out of Strait of Hormuz. But Trump made one thing very clear. He said, "This mission should not just be America's responsibility." His argument is simple. The countries that depend the most on oil from the Gulf should help protect the route themselves. If you look at this statement, the US now seems to be making a rather emotional appeal, saying that countries dependent on Gulf oil should step up and protect the route themselves. Trump even gave an example. He pointed towards China. According to him, China receives almost 90% of its oil through the Strait of Hormuz, so China should have a strong interest in protecting the route. Making such statements may sound strong for optics, but the reality is, if China asked Iran directly, Iran would easily allow Chinese vessels to transport oil to China without any concern. Because Iran has said it clearly, not a single liter of oil will be allowed to move out of the Strait of Hormuz by US or its allies. So this clearly means US statements is not just about security. They are playing some sort of mind games, manipulation game, in shaping international pressure by encouraging other countries to become involved in this Middle East crisis that the US and Israel started. That is why the US has been urging countries like China, France, Japan, South Korea, and the UK to send naval forces to the region. Trump said these countries should help patrol the Strait of Hormuz, escort oil tankers, and remove sea mines. But so far, none of them have made any firm commitments, and that frustration is clearly visible in Trump's statement. He even warned that if NATO allies refuse to help, it could create serious problems for the future of the alliance. Because from his perspective, the United States has helped Europe many times, especially in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Now he wants to see whether those same allies will support the US in return. At the same time, Trump is also trying to pressure China. Trump has an important summit planned with Xi Jinping in Beijing later this month. But Trump is now warning that he might delay the trip unless China helps resolve the crisis in the Strait of Hormuz. According to Trump, if China is thinking of waiting until the summit would be too late. That means US is tracking China's moves as well. Trump wants to see action before the meeting even happens. Meanwhile, Iran has sent a completely different message to the world. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that several countries have already contacted Tehran, asking for safe passage for their ships. He also made it clear that Iran does not see any reason to negotiate with the United States right now. According to him, the war started because of joint US and Israeli attacks, so Iran believes Washington must take responsibility for the situation. On the other hand, Trump is saying Iran's military has been decimated, which to some extent could be true. That is why Iran is trying to do the obvious. They are trying to create pressure in the only place where they can easily do that, and that is the Strait of Hormuz. Because even a small disruption there can send shockwaves across the global economy. And that is exactly what is happening right now. Oil prices are rising, energy markets are becoming nervous. Now the question is, will there be a global naval coalition by different countries to secure the Strait of Hormuz? Or will this crisis push the world into a much bigger confrontation in the Persian Gulf? And the lesson we learn from this crisis is that, sometimes in geopolitics, the most dangerous battles are not fought over land. They are fought over the narrow waterways that keeps the world's economy alive. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.